From the National Press Building in Washington, D.C., this is your Corporate Crime Reporter Morning Minute for Monday, February 22, 2021. I'm Russell Mulcahyber. Lauren Bard opened her hospital bill this month and her body went numb. In bold black letters, it read, amount due, $898,000. That's according to a report in ProPublica. Last fall, Bard's daughter, Sadie, had arrived about 3 months prematurely, and as a nurse herself, she knew the cost for Sadie's care would be high, but she'd assumed the bulk would be covered by the organization that owned the hospital where she worked, Dignity Health, whose marketing motto is Hello Human Kindness. She would be wrong. As healthcare costs continue to rise, employers are shifting the expense to their workers, cutting back on what they'll cover or pumping up premiums and out-of-pocket costs. Dignity requires employees to enroll newborns within 31 days through its website or they won't be covered, something Bard said she didn't know at the time. For the Corporate Crime Reporter, I'm Russell Mulcahyber.